How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your daily Nerd Devo. So I'm a big fan of the game Magic the Gathering, and my favorite format, or at least one of them, is Commander. It's a multiplayer format, and you can do virtually anything, or at least very close to it. So the game of Magic revolves around five or six, technically speaking, colors. Blue, black, red, white, green, and colorless, or no color. If you put all those together, well, it's not quite the Sonic drink menu, but it's 32 possible combinations of colors, everything from single individual colors to all five colors together. I, at some point, would like to have one commander deck, minimum, for every one of the 32 possible color combinations. Is this a good idea? No. I hear you ask that question, and no is the correct answer. Why? Because I want to. I don't actually have a good reason for this that I know of. It just seems interesting. I'm not, strictly speaking, a completionist when it comes to games. I rarely am. So why bother with this? I think it would be interesting. I think it'd be interesting to be able to say, I have one of all 32 colors of Commander deck. What color combination would you like? Here is a deck. I don't know. It's just something that's been on my mind for a couple of years now and that I'm slowly working towards. How far am I? Excellent question. I believe I'm in the 13 or 14 or 15 range currently that are either completed or at least fairly started and in progress. It takes time, so maybe close to halfway. But this is a goal of mine in this game I play. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5, it says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." When I first started thinking about this project, this idea, I could have immediately picked 32 commanders, like the creature that sort of you base the deck around, one in each color combination, and that could have been the journey. Building those 32 decks based on those 32 commanders. But in this game, new cards come out regularly, often. I don't know what's coming, I don't know what's out there, what I would actually be interested in playing. Because I don't just want 32 random decks, I want to actually enjoy playing them as well. This is a long-term or longer-term plan. It's not something I need to turn around and try and do in a month. Just to do it. If I'm going to do it, I should do it well. I should work towards it long-term, seeing what I can make of it. It is very easy, as a Christian, to come to an idea of what you want to do with your life, or what you think God wants you to do, and run headlong into it. I am immensely guilty of it myself. And sometimes, God expects you to just move when he calls. It happened in the Bible, it happens now. I'm never going to tell you it doesn't. Sometimes, there needs to be planning. A process. Trusting, a process to trust. To quote a very specific MBA thing, don't worry about it. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. If you rush the things that aren't meant to be rushed, the things God doesn't want you to rush, you're not going to get there in the end. Like I said, I've tried to do it. For those who don't know me, I'm 35. I am single. I would love not to be. And I have tried to rush that at times in my life. And it was absolutely wrong. It's a process. A lot of things in our lives are a process, and they are not meant to be rushed. Just like I don't need to go out and drop a ton of money and make 32 random commander decks. There are things I need to take time and figure out the direction God's going with them and what it is he wants me to do, and then walk that path one deck at a time, or looks at notes, three decks at a time right now. It's still a process, and I'm probably moving too quickly on it, but maybe not. Look, whatever journey you think you're on, you are going on with God. Make sure you are taking the time to do it correctly the way he wants it, in the time he wants it. Not just to do it, but to do it in the manner and the time he is calling you to. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more daily Nerd Devos, you can subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Nerd of God Squad Facebook page. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.